Welcome to Motivated to Lead podcast, helping you become a better leader. I'm your host, Mark Klingsheim. Hi, everyone. Thanks again for joining us for our podcast this week. We're happy to have with us Adam Houlihan. Adam is the CEO of Prominence Global. He is seen as an expert in the area of using LinkedIn to increase your professional presence. He has some great practical things he's going to be sharing with us today. He's a keynote speaker as well as an author of best-selling books on the subject of LinkedIn. Looking forward to our conversation with Adam. Adam, first off, can you give us just a little bit of your story?
Sure, Mark. So where I really started with this was I had a corporate job. I was running quite a reasonable sized company here in Australia. And as part of that, I was doing a lot of research on why other companies in the same space around the world were maybe doing better or different. And what I found was that the key differentiator, and this is going back 10 years, was that they were just very good early adopters of social media. So I kind of became intrigued as to, you know, how that would play into a business sort of scenario. And back then, I really didn't know anything about social media. I think I had a Facebook page like everyone. That was about it. So I went on a very quick learning curve all about, you know, social media from a business application, not so much from a social application. And the more and more I did that, the more and more I found I resonated with LinkedIn and how it worked. And I knew it was very different and a lot of people weren't able to get good traction on it. And it kind of, for some reason, just made sense to me. So I just kept going further and further into that. And then I thought, well, you know, I could probably make a good little bit of a side income, you know, to supplement my corporate salary. And so I started working with a few clients and helping them on LinkedIn. And that just kept growing and growing to the point where it was a bit of a conflict of interest, you know, whether I should keep taking this salary from this company and doing stuff for myself. And of course, came to the conclusion it was time to move on and start my own business again, which really is what I had done in the past. So 5 years ago, I kicked that off, and here we are today, and we're now pretty much a global company. We've got a team all over the world, 18 people actually that come together as part of our team, and a client base all over the world, and we're now known as one of the leading LinkedIn agencies in the world.
Great. Well, I remember when LinkedIn was first starting to be used, and at first it seemed like there was just a few people that were using it, and then now today it's almost unheard of not to be on LinkedIn, at least to have a profile. Tell us a little bit on just, you know, you're a LinkedIn expert, the importance of having a good presence on LinkedIn, and just what you've seen as far as you've helped people.
Sure. So you are right. It's really mandatory these days to have a LinkedIn profile, which of course doesn't mean to say everyone's got a great profile. And that's the sort of, you know, the yin and the yang of it is, you know, everyone sort of knows they should have a profile, and quite often will just, you know, do the bare minimum to set up their profile. And of course what that does is kind of almost does more harm than good. Because, you know, it's not hard these days to see a really good profile and then, you know, you compare that to one that's not as good. And the immediate assumption that's made is, that person obviously doesn't care that much about their, you know, their presence and whatever. And if you think about it, and we've had this happen many times with people we work with, where they go through and fix their profile up to be, you know, a really good representation of themselves. And they've come up in searches against competitors who haven't done that. And they've won business just purely because the person said, oh, look, I was looking at two and yours just looked so much more compelling. So I just felt more inclined to reach out to you. So yeah, it's pretty important to sort of have a good presence as opposed to just a minimum viable presence.
What are some practical do's and don'ts that you advise people to do with their profile?
Yeah, so definitely on the do side, the background image that you'll see, you know, if you haven't put something there, LinkedIn will just put a placeholder, which is this funny looking blue sort of background with a few lines through the middle of it, that immediate, you know, that's the most visible part of your profile. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really important to have something there that that represents you or represents the business you work for or that you run or whatever. The second part is, you know, your profile image. So again, you know, LinkedIn's it's a professional platform. So you know, that selfie you took at a weekend barbecue or whatever is probably not the best kind of image of yourself to use there. And also probably, you know, just making sure it's a nice, clear background. There's nothing competing you know, with your headshot there is the main thing. And then below that is there's a like a professional headline, which if you don't fill out anything in there, it's just going to default to whatever you put in your experience section. So it's a really good idea to have a bit more of a explanation of what you do or you know, what it is you who you serve, so to speak. So they're probably the core do's. You know, the don'ts are really around. So again, with that, say with that headshot of yourself, and I'll give you an example, a real example of this is, so I had somebody connect with me some time ago now, and wanted to say, you know, have a chat to us about, you know, how we could help them. And, of which of course we did, we jumped on a Zoom call. And, so I'm going and expecting, a lady in her, early 30s. Based on her profile, and then when we connected, she would be, you know, always dangerous to guess a lady's age, but I would say somewhere in her late 50s. So there's this immediate disconnect. So it's like, oh, I was expecting this, I got that, which is not anything to say about her age. It's just if she had an image that was relevant to the last, you know, what she, you know, her current age, that would be, you know, there'd be no surprise. And no sort of disconnect. If I'd say that's the biggest no-no, and the biggest, the one I see the most common.
Sure. Yeah. No, I meet a lot of candidates and people in my business, and sometimes you know, you're looking for somebody in a coffee shop, and they hadn't updated their profile picture for a number of years, and it's like you're looking for the wrong person. I think we're all guilty. Kind of, I think some people put their profile together and then just kind of leave it, and it's not updated on a regular basis. What do you think the best way to use LinkedIn to be known? You know, I know there's people that are out there that they want to be known in their industry. They want to be known for what they do. But what are some ways that people can do that? Just be known as an expert authority in their field.
Yeah, it's a good question. So the first part, of course, is to have your profile optimized and, as you suggested, Mark, up to date. So that's kind of step one. Step two is LinkedIn is actually a content platform now. It's all about content. So the industry leaders that you'll see, the difference is just they have a really high level content strategy. So they're sharing content regularly. It's very kind of helpful content. It positions them as, you know, that I know what I'm talking about. You know, this is the industry that I'm in. This is the type of people I serve. And 100%, it's all about content these days.
So what's the best type of content? What are the trends as far as that you're seeing as far as on LinkedIn that get views?
Yeah, so there's essentially there's about three different types of content. So there's what we call long form content. So this would be like where you're sharing, it might be like you're repurposing a blog article from your website or something like that. They're kind of referred to as articles. Then there is what they call status posts, which is a really short form. It's actually limited to 1,300 characters of text. Everything on LinkedIn works in character counts, not word counts. Ballpark, that's about 200, 210 words. And then, of course, there's video. So the articles, you'd want to use very sparingly because LinkedIn knows that we're all looking for short, punchy, bite-sized bits of information. And also, they know that the trend is going more and more towards everything being viewed on mobile devices. Mm-hmm. So trying to read a 1,500-word blog article on your mobile phone or cell phone is very, very hard. So they don't put a lot of priority on those ones in showing it in people's feeds. They put all the priority on the short-form status posts and the native video. Now, native video, what that means is you can't link off to, say, YouTube or Vimeo or anywhere else. You need to upload the video directly to the LinkedIn platform, and then they will give the content a lot more traction.
So if somebody's newer to LinkedIn, or maybe they made their profile a while back and they haven't done much with it, how much time do you recommend somebody spend on it on a weekly basis?
It's a good question, isn't it? It's one of those things with, you know, social media. We can just get so absorbed into it these days. And I don't know if you do it, Mark, but my phone tells me every Sunday, it tells me how much time I've spent on my phone. And every time I look at that, I go, oh, my goodness.
Right.
It can get a bit of a bottomless pit.
Sure.
But look, you know, with the clients we work with, the thing is, you've got to be very strategic about that time. So it isn't just sitting there scrolling through stuff randomly. There's got to be a real structure to what you're doing. And you can implement one of the most highly effective LinkedIn strategies, and if you're doing it all yourself, about 1 hour a day, Monday to Friday, would be a maximum that you would need to be using.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit the differences between there's a free version of LinkedIn as well as a premium. Tell us a little bit of what's the difference and why would somebody look at kind of upgrading to their paid service?
Yeah. So obviously the high majority of people are going to be on a free account. And interestingly enough, LinkedIn's quite okay with that, because their revenue model is actually around the subscriptions, which is the premium ones you're talking about. And there's multiple different versions of that. But if you're just going to have a presence on LinkedIn and you're just there to be found by other people, the free account's fine. If you're going to start to use it strategically to reach out to people, connect with people, be very active on LinkedIn, then you are going to probably need to upgrade to, like you said, some of the premium ones. But really the only one that's worth considering is Sales Navigator. The ones below that, it used to be that they were really good, but they, about the time that Microsoft paid $26 billion for LinkedIn, they obviously had to monetize things a bit more, and they moved all of the good features of premium out of there into Sales Navigator. So if you're going to use a premium account, I would only use it if you're going to be using it very strategically to reach out and engage and be very active. And I would only use the Sales Navigator subscription. So it's ballpark, I think, around about $60 per month to have that account.
Okay. So as you're helping people and coaching them on LinkedIn and kind of their overall strategy, what are some tools or things that you have that could help people learn a little bit more about what you do and kind of how that they could engage?
Yeah, so we have a few free resources that everyone's welcome to. I'll happily share the link to those with you. But one of those in there is a lot about what we've been talking about today, the importance of getting your profile right. It really is the number one thing you've got to get right. And we've got a free course in there it's a video-based course, and it'll just step you through every little step to do that. And I pretty much guarantee you, if you go through that and do each part that we outline, it would put your profile into the at least top 5% on LinkedIn. And you could literally do that, you know, in a number of days. You know, I wouldn't say set and forget. It's set and update regularly. But once you've done most of that work, it's done and you know, doesn't have to be changed much. I think over 16,000 people around the world have used that now. So it's clearly it's well regarded.
So outside of work and what you're doing, what are some of your other, your interests and hobbies that you, that you're involved with?
Well, clearly not right now because of the whole COVID issue, but I tend to actually travel a lot. So I probably spend about a week of every month overseas speaking at events and things about LinkedIn. So one, travel. My wife and our youngest daughter tends to travel a lot with me. So travel is definitely one of our passions. But apart from that, where we live is here in Australia is right on where a lot of the really nice beaches are. So tend to get out even in winter, get to the beach, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. It's very warm where we are. So even in winter. So beach and travel, so they're my two.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Adam. This has been a lot of fun, and I know this is going to be helpful, and definitely we'll share how to get in touch with you, and definitely wish you success in your continued business, and hopefully soon you'll be out traveling again, and hopefully when things calm down a little bit.
Thanks, Mark. Wonderful to be with you.
Thank you for listening to the Motivated to Lead podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes. You can also see a video version of this interview at motivatedtolead.com. This podcast is brought to you by SEMA Partners, helping you find your next great leader.